Hello, welcome to the first introductory lecture of the free online course Science and Philosophy. My name is Dr. Orestes Palermos, and my colleague Dr. Adam Carter and I would like to guide you through some of the technical specifications and requirements of this course, and also talk you through the themes that it will cover. Science and Philosophy is the first in a series of three free online courses on the general theme of philosophy, science, and religion. And it focuses on a philosophical approach to the topic of science. The second course, Philosophy and Religion, is similarly focusing on a philosophical approach to religion. Finally, the third free online course, Religion and Science, builds on the philosophical approaches towards science and religion of the previous two courses in order to critically examine the debate between science and religion. Learners that follow all three courses will have gained an understanding of the main parameters in the current debate between science and religion. They will have gained familiarity with the relevant areas of science that feature in the debate, including disciplines such as cosmology, evolution, and the neurosciences. They will have encountered key philosophical approaches at the interface between science and religion, and they will have embarked constructively in some of the most interesting cross-disciplinary conversations. Most importantly, however, they will be more open to personal growth through commitment to dialogue across intellectual and spiritual boundaries. Some of the more specific topics that these three courses are going to cover will be topics like: is scientific knowledge the absolute truth? Is evolutionary biology scientific? And whether creationism is scientific? What makes us religious according to neuroscience? Could science and religion be compatible in the way they perceive the origin of the universe? What are the ethical dimensions of the science-religion debate? Its free online course consists of 4 to 5 modules, as well as satellite content. The modules and the satellite content contain lectures by leading experts across a variety of different disciplines, including philosophy, science, psychology, sociology, and the neurosciences. In order to pass each free online course, learners will have to successfully complete the multiple choice quizzes of each module. They're welcome to take the quizzes as many times as they wish, and they also have the option to answer comprehension essay questions that will be graded by other people taking the course like them. The satellite content of each course is also optional and won't contain any quizzes or essay questions, but learners are very welcome and strongly encouraged to follow this content as well, because it will provide them with a deeper understanding in the topics that each course is going to be dedicated to. Finally, in every module and satellite content, we have also included a list of related readings that learners will be able to freely access online. So these are some of the technical specifications and requirements of the first online course, which focuses on the nature of scientific knowledge, its limits, and the implications that these have for the debate at the intersection of philosophy, science, and religion.